This is the Well, Well, Well podcast with Cassandra and Britt, episode 87. Let's talk about friendships as adults.
Well, 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 welcome to season 2 of the podcast. We can't think of anything better than conversations with our friends about all the wellness.
Let's chat about what the gurus are saying and enjoy a bev while we're at it.
We aren't experts, but we are your friends, and we are here with you.
We are so glad you joined us. Hey there, everybody.
Oh, hi, friends. We're going to talk about friends today. But first, we're going to talk about bevvies.
Yes, we are. We were just discussing before we started rolling that Just Ingredients, who you know we're big fans of, like big fans of Just Ingredients, just clean, great products. She has the protein powders. They're excellent. The strawberries and cream one that's brand new is made with like freeze-dried strawberries. So it tastes very real strawberry. It's excellent. Yep. Cassandra hasn't tried it yet. Sorry, because I had got the bag first.
Just salivating over here.
Yep. But so that's excellent. But then also they have the to-go packets for like a rip and add to your water. Great for summer and beach. And, you know, I just think that that's...
So wait, these are a water drink, not like a protein shake. We're not adding it to like an oat milk?
Yeah, you would. I mean, I guess you can add it to whatever you want.
Okay.
So probably you'd want to add it to oat milk. But I guess I was just thinking you could add it to water, or just being able to add it on the go and have it in your bag is just nice for traveling, for whatever. Yeah. Instead of the giant bag that you normally buy. It's like individuals.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always have a super sexy like Ziploc bag full of like my little mixed drinks, you know?
Me too.
Yeah. The mixers, the Better Days, the Una Mate.
Yes.
Like,
yep. Have them all in there.
A sexy tote in my bag at all times.
So I've recently been acquiring more of the little bagu bags.
Gosh.
For a reason. I mean, look, again, a Ziploc is rather sexy, but it's just an excuse to buy another Bagu bag.
I know. You know what? And I was just in New York and I went to the Bagu store.
So jealous.
And the amount of self-restraint that I had to exercise in that store, like they had bedding. They had, have you tried their socks?
Yes, I'm obsessed with the socks. Those are my main socks that I wear.
Yes, my sister and my niece got me hooked on the socks. I'm like, I literally have silky butteriness on my feet. Best socks ever.
Yes.
And the pouch situation, like I just was like, how many pouches is too many pouches?
That's how I feel. The pouches are, you think you don't need a pouch and then you have these pouches and you keep finding reasons for the pouch.
I know.
It's so good.
I gotta ditch my sexy Ziploc and put my drinks in a sexy Bagu pouch.
And the best socks of your life. I mean, a lot of plays on words here. But Bagu, we weren't even planning on talking about this. It just kind of...
Well, we've been really big fans of theirs for a long time too, because we are huge fans of their fanny packs. They have two compartments. They actually have puffy ones now that are smaller with just one compartment. But they have those. And then we have always loved their grocery bags.
Oh, yeah.
Hold up so small. They're perfect for the beach. They're perfect for the park, vacations, like anything. I pack my kids' stuff to go to their Meemaw's house in it. Like, they're literally the best.
And we all...
Thank you. Sponsored by Bagu.
Just I know. Not really. We wish. We're telling you all about Bagu for free. You're welcome, Bagu.
Mm-hmm.
Our family also uses all of the padded pouches for the laptops.
Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite.
They've created some real gems.
The magic. And I'll tell you one thing. Okay, so their padded pouch for the laptop. It's just like a little puffy sleeve and you put your laptop in it. But mine also, I don't know about yours, Bray. Maybe I ordered one too big. I don't think I did though. But mine also has like room. Like I slip like a couple journals in there for my thought downloads.
Yep.
I always have a good highlighter and pen in there. Even like my charger slides right in. It's just so great.
Yep. I'm same here. Same here. Okay. So what are you drinking? Sorry, I got off on that. What are you actually drinking?
No. It's okay. Cause I have another little, one of these little mixer pouch thingies, the small ones that are similar to, Liquid IV mixers, Better Days. You guys know what we're talking about. The long, skinny powdered drink mix.
Rip and pour.
Rip and pour.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, So I have a nice big huge thing of ice water, and in this I have mixed, it's by Trace Minerals and it's hydration IV electrolyte drink packs. We got some sicknesses going around in my family. I want to stay hydrated. This flavor is strawberry coconut. I got it from an energy worker in Utah when I was there with my sister at a place called Purity. And she swears by this brand Trace. And so I just believed her. No questions asked. I said, hand it on over. The reason I really like this one is it doesn't have any of the bad stuff. It tastes really great, but it also has your trace minerals in it.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. Love it. I'm just sipping on my Unimate, which recently, I mean, I've been learning just so many scientific terms lately, guys.
I
The
know.
GLP-1 hormone that Unimate releases is the same hormone that makes you feel full. That's part of why it's a good appetite curber. And there are, I'm not going to name names, but there are some diabetes drugs that are being prescribed for weight loss for people. Done.
Have you
And
guys heard about this? Britt and I just got onto this. I had no idea.
and these people that are using this are using it for the weight loss, and they are synthetic GLP-1. So it's the exact same thing that's in this Unimate. So instead of injecting yourself, you could choose to just sip it on down in a nice cold bev. How about
I
that?
pray I never get full-blown diabetes because I'm so terrified of needles. When
Oh,
you said
dude.
injecting yourself, I'm such a baby. I'd pass out every single time. So you people with diabetes who inject yourselves, you're my heroes. I don't know how you guys do it. Or people with fertility things. Oh my gosh.
I know there's
This
really a
is
lot of bravery.
yeah. I have none of it.
A lot of bravery out there.
Okay.
Commend
So
you.
you're having your Unimate.
Yeah.
I'm having a strawberry coconut trace mineral electrolyte drink.
Would you like us to get to the topic of friendships? Would
Maybe.
you like us to talk about this? We think this is such a great topic, and we think everyone can pretty much relate to this idea of when you feel like things are feeling a little weird with a friend, or when it feels a little off, when you feel like it's, you know, a per when you feel like you know a person.
Gosh, I felt like I know a person, and then
And then they go and do something confusing.
that wasn't in my manual for them. I just can't quite understand.
Yeah, either you didn't get invited to something, or, you know, we've got social media or word of mouth or whatever, and you just, they're doing something in their life that you didn't expect. You didn't see coming.
Or maybe they didn't even bother to counsel with you about it. Like,
Didn't
who did
run it
they
by
think
you.
they were? They just like went ahead and did it without your go ahead.
Right. And that can really be jarring. Be jarring, right? You guys know what I'm talking about. You have this friend and you're like, love them, especially if we're talking about more of a long-term friendship. You've known them for a long time. And we all know people evolve and progress and change. And yet at the same time, when any of that takes place, it can be surprising, to say the least.
Yeah, and it can bring up a lot of like self-doubt for you, and then you're doubting the friendship and you're going down the rabbit hole of what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, sometimes what happens is, to summarize it, it bugs you.
Yeah, it bugs the shit out of you.
You're irritated or annoyed in some way. And, you know, especially if it's something where maybe you didn't get invited, there could be some hurt feelings. So the emotions begin to rise.
Just took everything in me to not start singing Andra Day, Rise Up.
Oh, well, go ahead.
No, I you're welcome for stopping myself. I've been working on my self-control lately, and there was a payoff right then.
Restraint. Gotta tell you, I would have much preferred you to just go with whatever you were about to do.
Still locking it deep in my throat. It won't come out. It won't come out.
Okay.
Okay. So you're having something is getting hard with a friend. And are we going to go with the example, Britt? Are you thinking the example of like we're not invited to something?
Yeah, let's just say because of the social media that you're a witness of something that you don't really know what was going on, but you know you weren't invited. You weren't kept up to speed on that outing or that activity.
Yeah, you weren't included for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have some friends, they go do something, you see it on social media. What does our brain immediately want to start doing? We want to start creating a story about it. What are some of the thoughts that you have when you're not invited to something?
I think it goes one of two ways for most of us. It's either shame or blame. Either I did something wrong, or we come up with things that are wrong with them. Right?
Absolutely. Was
So
there
it's,
another option?
yeah, those are the two things that typically happen. So we either fault find with them or fault find with ourselves. Oh, this is because I talked too much last time at dinner. This is because I didn't ask enough questions to that person and they didn't feel validated. This is because I haven't been good at checking in. Or the opposite. Oh, they're doing different things in their life. I actually kind of think they're getting weird.
Yeah, like, wow, glad they didn't invite me. That looks not fun at all.
Yeah. And while that may seem less painful to push it off on them instead of you, it's two sides of the same coin. It actually feels terrible.
Both of them feel terrible. So our only solution for you is when you hear yourself starting to create that story, just stop. Just stop yourself right there.
Yeah. Recognizing that we really don't know, right? There's a lot we don't know about the situation, which is why we're caught off guard. If we knew, it would be a little bit easier for us. But because we get caught off guard by things, we start creating a story because we like being right. We like understanding.
Yes, our human brains are like, no, we're going to sort this out. We're going to figure this out right now. Unfortunately, if all you do is you see an image or you hear something and then you start creating the story, it's really hard to figure it out because you actually don't have the whole story.
Fortunately and unfortunately, we bring our little kidness with us into adulthood in a lot of ways, right? Our childlike natures come with us in a lot of ways. And one of the things that can happen, you think how often a kid says, like, nobody would play with me today at school. We're as adults going, is that true? Is that not true? What did that look like? Did you ask people to play and they said no? Or did you just stand there wishing somebody was going to include you? Like, we don't know what that means when the kid says, nobody would play with me at school today. But their interpretation of the situation was that story. And as adults, we very often do the same thing. Here's what's going on there, summarized. I need to be right. I need to know and understand what's happening because that's how I make sense of the world. And that makes me feel safe, even if the story that I'm spinning is painful. And potentially delusional, right? Like the story isn't true necessarily, but we still feel better just having a story than not having a story. One thing I think that what often happens after we start coming up with the story, if there are gaps or there are holes or there are parts that we can't make sense of, what do we often do? We use the phone a friend. And we call that friend that we say, okay, this is what I'm seeing. Help me make sense of it. Let's create a story. Very rarely is it the actual friend that was in the story.
Yeah, I was going to say, this friend you're calling, she has nothing to do with the story.
No, this friend is also on the sidelines viewing things, trying to make sense of them.
She was also not invited.
Right. And that is very, very common thing, I think, with girlfriends, right? We want to like call each other. We want to make sense of the thing that doesn't make sense.
And have you talked to her lately? Like, what's going on? Like, why did this happen? Why did that happen?
Hey, I feel like that's even a step in the right direction, right? Like that is better than what we usually do, which is, oh, I'll tell you exactly what's going on here. And you'll agree with me and you will go back and forth about all the things we know and we perfectly understand, even though we don't know at all.
Well, and the interesting thing about that, Britt, is that's one of the first things that we want to do. And it's because we were feeling left out.
Yeah.
So the first thing that we want to do is connect.
Yeah.
We want to connect to somebody else so we don't feel like we're alone wandering around, right?
Yeah.
Our survival instinct is for us to be in groups and to be social people.
Yeah.
And so the second we realize that we weren't included in something, we want to find another person who wasn't included. So at least you're in that group together.
Yes. And here's the other part that's fascinating, right? The other part that's fascinating is that if we stopped you right there and we said, are you willing to call the person that actually could give you the correct answer to all your questions? Are you willing to call that person and ask them, hey, help me understand this. What happened here? What was going on? Was there something that I did? Was there a reason that I wasn't included? Are we willing to make that call? And I think it's probably split down the middle. Sometimes we are not, because the truth is, it's not even that big of a deal to us. Just something we wanted to like spin in a flurry about for a day.
Yeah. Something you wanted to talk to your friend about, be annoyed about, because maybe it kind of brings up something you were annoyed about with that same person before. And now you're just looking for all the evidence to why they exclude you or why they're not a good friend or whatever. And so now you're starting to like build this case of evidence.
Yeah.
Really, it's like not that big of a deal sometimes.
Right. You're not actually willing to go figure it out. And if you saw the person tomorrow, nothing would be weird or different with them. You would just move right along. So then you just ask yourself, is that how you want to spend your time? I mean, even if you don't call the friend, is that how you want to spend your mental time? Right? You're not even willing to call the person that knows the answers and get the answers. Then that's a great moment to just be like, oh gosh, I'm just going to stop all the drama right now.
Yeah. Like I really thought that this was important in life or death. And I really thought I cared about it. And turns out really not that big of a deal.
I don't even want the answer. Yeah. I don't even want to know what's really going on. Okay. Answer that right there tells you that it's not worth your time to spin about it. Now there might be times where you think like, okay, is the friendship important enough to me? Or is this thing that happened a big enough deal to me that I do kind of want some answers?
Mm-hmm.
Very mature of us if we actually want the real answer, not just the story that our brains came up with, right?
Yeah. And sometimes you might not feel like the first time you might not feel like you want the answer, but then if you start noticing patterns, then you might be like, oh, huh. Now I'm kind of curious. Now I do want to talk to them.
Oh,
and Britt and I like to call this like, just, are you willing to seek to understand this friend?
Yes.
So you're willing to stop writing the story. We want to give them the benefit of the doubt, right? That it wasn't intentional, things like that. They weren't trying to hurt your feelings. And then are you willing to seek to understand their side?
Yes. And so like we're going with this example of somebody that maybe didn't invite you, but let's say it's not that also. Let's say it's just something in general that you are being caught off guard by about
mm-hmm.
them. Something that you just don't understand. Are you willing, number one, give them the benefit of the doubt? And number two, are you willing to seek to understand? Are you willing to even extend yourself enough to ask questions? And if you think about this with the roles reversed and somebody came to you with genuine curiosity, I would much rather have a friend come if something was like hard for them, going back to what we said in the beginning, if something was hard for them about me and they came to me with genuine curiosity, whether or not I'm able to give them the answers they're looking for, it is connecting us. We're being asked a question and we're being given an opportunity to be heard, right? I would take that 10 times over you making up your own answer and making a bunch of assumptions.
The interesting thing about that is that if you're going to ask the questions,
yeah,
then you have to be okay with not liking their answer also.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that holds us back sometimes from asking the questions, is because we're scared of what their answer is going to be.
Yeah, we're scared of what the answer is going to be, or we're scared of starting the conversation in the first place, that it's going to feel awkward or confrontational, or like we're putting them on the spot, or, you know, because most of the time when you're asked a question, we get a little defensive, right? But what if there's genuine and sincere curiosity? I think it sounds a lot different to be like, hey, so what's going on? Like, am I not part of the friend group anymore? That versus, okay, I want to talk to you about this, but please know that you don't owe me an invite to everything and you're allowed to have your own outings. I just need to ask because I'm spinning a story in my mind. And is there a reason? Is there something I've done? Help me understand why I'm not being included in these things.
And I think if I was a friend hearing that, like, I'm spinning a story in my mind, da, 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 that immediately actually makes you more relatable.
Yeah.
Because we all do it. We all spin these stories.
Yeah.
And so that might not be like the kiss of death that you're imagining. Like, okay, so if I say this to her and like she gets defensive or she gets something like that, there could be a point. It might not be even right then, but at least a clarifying point where they're like, I have felt that way too. I get that.
Yeah.
You know, and then that makes both of you actually like in an empathetic and compassionate place, in a place that's like leaning towards love, growth, understanding, as opposed to bottled up resentment.
Right. And if you are sensing that the friendship is changing or transitioning in some way, and you're seeking to understand like what's going on there, I think sometimes those things happen and we can't even necessarily put words to it, right? Like it's the way things go. And so slowing it down a little bit, asking questions, seeking to understand, we may not get the answers we want. It might not bounce everything back to how it was before, but at least we'll understand one another better. And at least in my mind, that connects us.
You know? Yeah. I mean, they literally might say to you, yeah, I purposely didn't invite you because the last time you came, you really didn't like this other woman. And so I thought you wouldn't want to be there.
Right.
And part of that is like, you're like, oh, dang. Okay. Like maybe I didn't like that other woman, but I didn't like her. It's not to the extent that I didn't want to be invited anymore. But then it allows you to look at yourself and go like, okay, how am I behaving in those situations?
Yeah.
Like I need to be really honest with myself about how I'm showing up for my friends and what messages they're getting because of that.
Yeah, I exactly. And I think the truth is every single one of us just wants to feel loved and understood and seen, right? Mm-hmm. That's just the summary of how our human form, like how our human brains work. We just want to be understood and seen and loved, right? And so I think seeking to understand others and offering them the ability to like answer questions or help you understand something, I think it's a kind thing to do. I think it's an honest thing to do. And I think in the big scheme of things, if I'm a friend and I've been doing something that's making you feel some type of way, and you never talk to me about it or gain any clarity from me, but you do talk to everybody else about it, I feel like that divides us more.
Right.
Right?
Because I think if you are seeking to understand, and maybe we do like comma with love.
Yeah.
Then no matter the answer, it's going to guide you to like a deeper connection and a deeper understanding. Like if the person is like, yeah, like it's just hard when you come around, like, let's say that's the answer, like the death answer, like the one that nobody wants to hear.
Yeah.
But at least now you have like this clarity and you have an understanding of how that person views you and sees you and maybe how others do also. And so you kind of have to have a respect for that, right?
Yeah.
Like you can kind of be like, Oh, I mean, they loved me enough to like tell me the truth about some behavior that I have that isn't my best. It's not my favorite thing about me that I do that, you know? But now you can be confident with that friend because they're willing to tell you the thing you don't want to hear. So either way, even if it's the thing that you don't want to hear and they honestly tell you that, you still do get closer to that person because you guys are both dealing from an honest space and a loving space.
And you're able to make an informed decision. Because let's say you make a decision about the direction of this friendship based on the story that you spun and that you and whoever you chatted with on the phone came up with. You're making a decision based on your own narrative. Wouldn't it be better to make a decision based on fact, based on a conversation with that person, a truly informed decision?
Right, because then you have this truly informed decision, and then you can go from there. Because going from there in a friendship is going to be a lot stronger than going from your story in a friendship. So, do you want to build this friendship on the story you wrote or on the things that they told you and the things that they've shared with you?
And really, we feel like a more long-term friendship, which not all friendships are meant to be that. That's for sure. And there's not a better or worse to it, I don't think. But I think that over years of knowing someone and having a friendship with them, you're bound to ebb and flow. You're bound to go through phases where if you choose to seek to understand and you choose to ask questions, it's going to fortify that relationship to continue. Whereas if you choose to make assumptions and you let drama and emotions get the best of you and you want to be right, then you lose that opportunity to progress in that way in the relationship.
And or to depart from that friendship, but in a well-informed way, where
Yes.
you can
Thank you for
maybe
saying that. Yes.
like or understand your reasons why you're departing from that friendship.
Yes. And we could do a whole other episode on when it's time to break up with a friendship, like how to
Yeah,
know
I have considered that. Do we want an episode?
when.
Am I clinging to a friendship that has expired?
Yes. Okay. So we could talk about that on another episode. But today we really wanted to settle in on how to improve our communication in friendships when things are hard.
Yes.
And so what are our takeaways, Cassandra?
Okay, our takeaways are as soon as you see yourself creating a story, just stop. Give that person the benefit of the doubt. And then ask yourself, am I willing to seek to understand this person better? And then, last but not least, if you do decide to speak with them, then you have to be okay with not liking their answer.
Right. The point of the conversation isn't to get all of your stories validated. Isn't to have them speak music to your ears.
It's not to be right.
Right. It's genuinely and sincerely you're seeking to understand.
So that's what we have for you today. Good luck in those friendships.
Hey, as you know, this is one of the most important things to us. One of our core things is relationships, friendships, girlfriends, chit chat. All of that is what we live for. So,
It's that 50-50. We don't have to like everything about our friends, and they certainly don't have to like everything about us.
that's right.
As you head into this spring, create those beautiful new friendships and beginnings and seek to understand people because that can open up a whole side of your friendship that you never knew could exist.
Yep, love it. Be well, everybody.